Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to talk about some of the major challenges of business owners that are uncoached. And interestingly enough, Dave, one of the major things that you mentioned that your clients have talked about as far as the benefit having a coach in the organization is having a good, reliable sounding board.
Yep.
And, you know, you think of, I'll give you an opportunity to respond to that here in just a moment, but you think of the sounding boards that many business owners tend to have, and it'll be something like the company attorney will be a sounding board for them. And that's okay as long as it's a legal issue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or it might be the CPA or the accountant, and that's okay if it's a bookkeeping or
yep,
a P&L kind of issue.
Absolutely, yep.
But there's a whole gamut of other issues that impact the business that neither one of those resources are a reliable sounding board for.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about why.
Well, the biggest issue is, you know, if you're not a business owner, you don't know what it's like to be a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't own a business, you don't know what that's like. Well, if I'm a business owner and I'm having a challenge with my business, who am I going to talk to? Another business owner, and I'm going to tell them about all the crap that's going wrong?
Which you really don't want to do.
You don't want to do, so sure. You're not going to do it. So, you know, what they'll do is they'll use what limited resources maybe they've already got, and, you know, if they've got a good relationship with a CPA or a lawyer, they'll ask them, you know, hey, I'm having this issue with a team member. They'll ask their CPA, I'm having this issue with this team member. What do you think I should do? And unfortunately, some of the CPAs will actually give them advice.
Yeah.
And the challenge is, you know, I guess I equate it, you know, if you're going out to eat and you want seafood, are you going to go to a place that specializes in burgers?
Well, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Could they give you seafood? Potentially.
Yes.
Is it going to be as good as a place that specializes in fresh seafood?
Not at all.
Not at all. Not even mm-hmm. close, right. Well, that's what it's like. The accountant specializes in burgers, so to speak. They specialize mm-hmm. in financials, in mm-hmm. numbers. They know the numbers. They get the numbers. That's their business. That's what they do. The lawyer specializes in the legal side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got other issues like marketing issues or team issues or time management issues or systems and processes in your business. Nothing flows right.
Mm-hmm.
You ask the CPA, and the CPA, he understands the financials, and he'll come at it from a financial viewpoint and typically a very black and white viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get an answer. Sometimes it might be a decent answer. Sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at who can I talk to. And if they know other business owners, they're not going to say, you know, oh, geez, you know, I don't know what to do. I can't pay my – I'm not going to make payroll this week.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think both of us would agree that there are many cases in business where a business owner can turn to an accountant and ask a question or look for help because, you know, as you just alluded to, if, you know, their expertise is financial, if the question without a doubt is impacted by some financial measurement in the organization, and even there are some exceptions where that's even the advice that you'd get from the CPA there isn't necessarily going to be what you need. Part of the reason being is that although the numbers are always the numbers, and people would say the numbers are always the facts, they don't necessarily tell the whole story.
Correct.
And unless you understand the larger picture that's there, you may be omitting a very important piece of the story that's going to cause you to make the wrong decision.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Or they may know somebody that used to own a business or that they've asked before that gave them some advice. And, you know, I think I've said this before. I've seen, unfortunately, business coaches has now become the hot thing to be, to just be able to say that I'm a business coach, because there isn't anything. It's not like a lawyer or a CPA where you go to school and you get a specific degree for it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's not out there yet. I wish it was, because there's a number of people that, you know, said, oh, somebody asked me about a question in their business once and I gave them good advice.
Right.
I'm a business coach now. You know, that's the problem. It's unless you're a business, unless you've really dealt with the day-to-day issues, unless you're a business owner, unless you truly understand all of the relationships and communications, you don't know what you're doing, and you're going to give people potentially – you're messing with people's livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a conference once, and Brad, the owner of Action Coach, was talking about all of the business owners that were there. So you go to bed, and every night you lay awake thinking about your business,
mm-hmm.
thinking about what's going on in your business and how do you fix this and how do you fix that. And then he says, now us, as coaches, we lay awake at night thinking about 20 businesses. Mm-hmm. Because we're thinking about every one of the clients' businesses, mm-hmm. about what can I do here, what can I help them with there, what can I help them with there. And that's literally what happens is you know, I'm going to bed thinking about this issue, this issue, this issue with all my different clients. And those are typically the first thoughts when I get up.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not your commitment to it, then it's a huge issue. Your CPA isn't going to bed worrying about your issue, your business. Mm-hmm. Your CPA is going to bed thinking about different financial numbers that are going on. Okay,
yes.
Your lawyer is going to bed thinking about the case he's got tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's not thinking about the question you asked him in your business. That's what you have to do, is you have to find somebody that's what they do. That's what they specialize in. There's, mm-hmm. you know, there's the life coaches. Oh, I'm also a business coach. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm. You know, the neat thing about having a business coach in your organization is because they are, in really any case, and I suppose there's a few cases where this isn't the situation, but typically a business coach is coaching with several other businesses, and the problems and challenges that you have as a business person in your organization, we see this all the time on the show, the problems really are the same.
Yeah.
And you're having an opportunity to have a sounding board with somebody who's seeing the same problems in other organizations and seeing solutions that both work and don't work. And in many cases, I mean, I've had situations where I've been dealing with one, you know, one organization where you're maybe scratching your head as to, you know, what's the solution here? And then you see a really obvious solution in another organization and go, hey, bingo, that will
Correct.
Work over at the other client's place as well.
Yep.
So fabulous stuff. So what are some of the examples of things where an accountant or an attorney, as far as a sounding board, doesn't necessarily help with?
Well, I've had, you know, because they look at things very, very factually, very by the numbers kind mm-hmm. of a deal. They don't typically think outside the box very often. I mean, I've had a client that said, well, you know, how come my CPA didn't tell me that? You know, we're talking about a particular issue. How come my CPA didn't tell me that? I don't know. Ask him. And so they asked the CPA, and the CPA said, well, you didn't ask me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. The CPA is typically, they're not going to be proactive and give you solutions. They're going to be reactive, waiting for questions from you.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you solve this particular problem? Whereas, as if you're really dealing properly with a business, you have to deal with it from a proactive viewpoint. Lawyers are pretty much the same thing. When do you talk to the lawyer?
When you got a legal problem.
When there's something they got to react
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Very true. An accountant years ago told me when I was asking for information I didn't get, well, you didn't tell me what you wanted. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show. Back in a moment. Stay tuned.